How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Find recovery.
Warning, this show is not for sensitive snowflakes. We enjoy the right to offend each other. It's part of this free speech thing that we fought so hard to get. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
How do they misuse PCR to estimate all these supposed free viral RNAs that may or may not be there?
I think misuse PCR is not quite... I don't think you can misuse PCR. No, the results, the interpretation of it. See, if you can say, if they could find this virus in you at all. And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful. It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that. That's very funny.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. That was the inventor of the PCR test, Carrie Mullis, back in 1997. And he was actually talking about AIDS at the time. And he said, the test, you can get any result out of this PCR test that I invented, you can get any result you're looking for.
Yep.
Because there are so many cells in our bodies, you can magnify whatever cell you want, and you can say, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm going to get, and there's the test result right there. And so could it be interpreted? He said that it said it's not misused, it's just interpreted differently for everybody that wants to use it to whatever advantage. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about going and getting tested for COVID. Remember this, because it's hugely important to remember this, and coming out of the mouth of the actual inventor, Carrie Mullis, who just so happened, he died last August, right before all this broke out.
Did they do a PCR test to find out what he died of?
You know, isn't that crazy? Pneumonia. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Anyway, I've got Uncle Milty with me, and welcome to the show. I'm battling a little bit of sinus today and yesterday, so I apologize.
Oh, my gosh, they're vicious. Those sinuses, they're just vicious.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll help you battle them.
Thanks. I'm going to throw a shoe at you. anyway, so I'm like half here, but I have so much. We have so much information today, a lot of great information today. And also Eddie Van Halen died. Wow, that's crazy. I guess because I always picture him in Van Halen, because that, you know, it was the era I was really listening to a lot of music, and so it's just, I still think of him as very young.
Yeah.
He's 65.
I know. Every time I hear his name, I picture Valerie Bertinelli.
No, me too. Me too. I mean, that was the oddest pairing. I thought, yeah. What a weird pairing.
But he was diagnosed with tongue cancer in 2000, 20
yeah,
years ago.
Right.
But the actual death was due to throat cancer.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
So it came back in his throat is what it sounds like.
Yeah, sad. It's just hard to believe he's 65 years old to me. I don't know why. I just guess I always see him around 30, 40 years old. I don't know. Anyway, so sad. Also, the red pill conference is coming up here on Jekyll Island. Ed Griffin and so many that we've had on the show as guests, of course, will be there presenting. Del Bigtree, Alex Newman, you name it. And there is a online registration. And once you get online and do that, you can actually view it for like 30 days in the comfort of your own home, all the different talks. And you'll be able to do that. Just go to the Facebook page, The Kate Daly Show, and you'll find the link there. And I recommend that you do that. There's a lot of really fantastic speakers. The guy from Plandemic, I mean, all two people from Plandemic, actually. So the movie. So anyway, there's that. And you might want to check that out. We may have Robert Kiyosaki on the show this week. We may be doing some live interviews from there. That'll be a lot of fun.
Is he the inventor of the motorcycle? Oh, no, that was Kawasaki. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Let's keep them straight, huh? So headline news today was kind of interesting because it was about 6,000 workers, healthcare workers, were diagnosed with COVID.
6,000?
Yes. Now, let me just tell you that the constant testing, okay, of all of these people that was mandatory and still is. And keep that in mind, okay? So 6,000 of them come back with, like the inventor said, you can get any answer you want. You just amplify a certain cell and hope there, you know, points to whatever you want it to point to. Four died. Yes, four died out of the 6,000.
Simple math will tell you it's the same number as all other figures.
Yes.
It's 0.066 something.
Six in this
percent.
Case. Yes. Yes. Isn't that amazing?
0.06% of people die of this virus. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's if you agree with their numbers, which they've admitted are wrong.
Which they lie about.
Yeah.
The deception. But isn't that an interesting just insight? 0.06. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're presenting.
No.
It'll be 0.06-ish in that number field. And I find that very, very interesting. And also, get this, 6% of all of them were only COVID. I mean, it's very interesting.
They did the same test on 10,000 sewer workers and got the same result.
Oh, my gosh. It's like they just have to parse it out and try to come up with something every day to promote this insane narrative. But when you really sit back and you look at it and you finally do the numbers, it becomes so apparent that they're trying so desperately hard.
I think after the election, we're going to finally hear the president stand up and say, would you people stop? Because look what he said last night.
Yeah.
He said, do not let this virus control your life.
Let me play this. This is from Fox News. Now, we all realize, right? Fox News is bought and sold.
Yeah,
okay. I hope everyone's figured that one out. And I'm sure everybody in this audience has. So I'm not going to beat a dead horse. But here we are on this Fox News story. And to preface what I'm about to play, they keep saying he's not out of the woods yet. Geez, he looks like he's super far out of the woods to me. I mean, I don't know about you, but the man does not look sickly. So let me play this for you. This is good. Here you go.
Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We have the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led.
Interesting. Then they're just shaking their head. Yeah. Fox News is just so abhorrent. Anyway. Okay. So I just thought that was... There was way more to that statement. I wish they would have played a little bit more, but he ended it with the vaccine thing, which bothered me. But the rest of it was, don't let this. That's really his message on this is
that's
don't
right.
let this. You know, look at me, look at my age. I'm fine. You know, it's kind of interesting.
Well, and once you accept that, then the vaccine becomes a non-issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, as long as it's a choice.
Yeah.
Yes. I totally agree with that. As long as we get a choice. And anyway, I thought that was telling. Biden. What did Biden say? Biden said something today that really ticked people off.
It did. And what he said was, people were able to quarantine and be safe because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even make sense of any time he speaks now. I don't. Everyone's like, what?
Any time he gets caught near any type of a journalist by himself, he says something like this.
It's insane. Or the hairy legs and the roaches.
Yeah,
I mean, or
was,
the or the you can be a quartermaster and then head the department store in the women's section. I mean, randomly strange, odd things keep coming from him. Nonsensical items of no interest at all. It's baffling.
I know, but it is. I mean, I have always known that black women, most black women do stack the grocery shelves. I mean, don't you know that?
No, I wasn't aware.
What kind of a statement is that?
I don't know, but man, he just has a way of just, I can't believe that this is who they put out front. On this whole thing.
I bet you can't guess what he said.
What?
About the statement.
What?
He said it was a mistake. A mistake.
Oh, gosh. Anyway. It's just getting comical. I think the stretch, the desperation, so many states now, this is exciting, that have, like we mentioned yesterday, are saying going maskless finally.
Yes.
That's nice to see. Ours isn't as fortunate because we have such a liberal bought and sold China guy for our governor. But and then his predecessor, too. But you know what? At least we're seeing states that are doing it. That's nice.
Well, and they're trying to stand up to their governors. They're just going about it a little wrong. They're trying to use the courts.
Yeah.
When what they should just use is their baseball bats.
Right, right.
You know, and say, we're not doing it.
Yeah. By the way, I posted an article about JFK. I actually faked a cold because he had to deal with the Cuba thing. And he actually faked a cold to do that. And it was interesting because when I posted it, It wasn't about Trump just faking it to fake it, because the leftists are on this crusade, right? Oh, he's faking it to get the concern and get more camera time. Honey, he's had plenty of camera time. He's all anyone's talked about for 4 years. He doesn't need more camera time. But it wouldn't shock me either to know that this was played for certain reasons either. I don't know.
I don't think it would shock most people. I myself faked a cold once to get out of an English lit test.
Just the ones
that I
huh?
wasn't prepared for.
I think there could be multiple things going on here. And we could even dive into that too, but I've done a lot of homework on that as well. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. A little Van Halen for you. Welcome back, and we're in our local hour. You can chime in. I love it. Welcome, Portland, to the show. And happy to take on Portland. They have a she beast for a governor, and so I'm actually really happy to be there and take them on. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
That, and there's also the potential for more death threats.
True, I mean, we always enjoy that. All right. Well, make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa, Tropical Fiberglass Pool and Spa. They are fantastic, and they actually have a really great deal right now. Kind of like get your peaceful life back, and you can actually enjoy some really fantastic 0% financing for those who can qualify for that. Just an amazing deal right now that Tropical's putting on, and on your Bullfrog Spa, and a swim spa or a pool. I mean, you name it, they do it. And I certainly enjoy mine. It is really a lot of fun. And it's relaxing. It's peaceful. Just like they said, get your peaceful life back. Have something that you enjoy at home, and make sure you get over to Tropical. Tell them we sent you, because they are just a fantastic company. Really good at what they do. Easy to work with, and know their stuff. Can't say anything more than that. Jeez Louise. They're awesome.
I went over last night and introduced myself to my neighbor and suggested they get a nice jacuzzi.
Really? How'd that go? How long before they threw you off their porch? All right. So there's a couple of things. There's the debate that's going on, vice president debate from Utah. So that'll be very, very interesting in what people are wanting. Also with this COVID nonsense.
They have been saying, though, how thrilled they are that the weather's so beautiful in Salt Lake City.
No, that's good.
I heard that at least 50 times.
At least 50
morning.
Times. They don't know what else to say, I guess.
No, there is nothing else to say.
You know, it's funny. There was the watchers really want them to review policies, you know, and you know, and even instead of that, why don't we review their knowledge of the Constitution? Why don't we review their principles? Why don't we have a real hard look at that? And to top it off, unless they're president, they don't do a whole heck of a lot. Really, with policy, they really don't. So, what in the world is this? What we've come to? It's like we want them to debate a policy or a couple of policies instead of knowing what they actually know about the job they're about to do or going to do or Pence is going to continue doing. You know, it's very strange.
You know, the vice president made Tim Kaine look like mincemeat. Mm-hmm. In 2016. And I think he'll do the same thing to Kamala.
Yeah.
Kamala's going to come out and try to be all hardcore with him, you know, like she was with Biden in the primary debates.
Yes, yes.
Not going to work with Vice President Pence.
I was actually surprised that she did that, because usually you don't go after the person that hardcore. No. You know what I mean? I think Biden was even surprised. So, yeah, she will. She'll appear to be the she-beast that she is. And you know... I just wish we knew as a culture what to look for. But this is, I think, how dumbed down collectively we are, that we don't even know what to ask for a job interview. We don't even know.
No.
Yeah. We don't even get it.
Well, we know the important interviews. We know the important questions, like, what color are you?
Yes. Yes. What do you like? What do you not like? Do I want to invite you to dinner? I mean, honestly, this is what's going through our head. Would I want to take you home to meet my family? I mean, you'll never take them home to meet your family. Who cares? Who cares if you would dine with them, have lunch with them, or take them on as a friend? It doesn't matter. But that's how we judge it. That's what drives me nuts. It's a personality test this person had a gotcha moment better than this person. Who are we? Gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Joe Biden finally came up with his campaign slogan.
What's that?
That's open mouth, insert both feet. No, I love what Trump said, and I think what he was actually saying in a roundabout way is, people, you have a brain.
Yeah.
Use it. this is not a death sentence. I know. I've had it. I had it at the same time you had it, Kate.
Right.
And I felt like crap for about 4 days, but at no time did I think that I was going to die.
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't even come close to thinking I was going to die.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean,
so use your brain. Don't let it control your life.
Yes.
Take your life under control. Vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Get Sleepy Joe back in his basement for good, and let's send Kamala packing.
Right. Thank you. Really appreciate
you
it.
You bet.
Thanks. Oh, boy. By the way, Salt Lake Mayor and Erin Mendenhall, she's a piece of work. What a nutcase. Anyway, she's formally requested the state move Salt Lake City, her city, the city that she thinks that she is the authoritarian over, from back to orange. She doesn't like yellow so much. Too much freedom for people. She doesn't like that. She wants them to have more restrictions. Can you believe this gal?
She's worried about their health.
My gosh, you guys. Yeah. You know, I love this from a friend of mine sent me a graphic on a lot of the universities that are doing mandatory testing. And University of Alabama, right? Report, you know, cases of COVID, 2,861. University of Georgia, 3,363. I mean, it just keeps going down this list, right? All within the same bracket, between about 500 and about 3,500 or what have you. Not one hospitalization, not one death, but they're making all the kids test.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really look at this graph, it's so fascinating that we get stuck on the fact that we have to do this to college students. I mean, there isn't even a case where one is in the hospital right now or one is severely ill right now or anything. Nothing.
Out of 60-something thousand.
Yeah, but they had to add to that caseload. So crazy.
Well, that caseload's important.
It's hugely important to these people. Hugely important to the governor, too.
The bigger the caseload, the closer your grandmother is to death.
Yes, yes.
That's the bottom line.
And the more you can, like Erin Mendenhall, mayor of Salt Lake, you can take away, you can actually put restrictions on people. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi. I was calling about the college testing.
Uh-huh.
My daughter is going to school back east mm-hmm. right now, and in order for her to perform in her sport, she had to sign a paper saying that she'd be randomly tested. And so they've had pretty much every athlete tested, even though they've shown no symptoms. And it's been really, I told her not to get tested, unless she's showing, you know, illnesses. But it's been really frustrating watching these kids having to be tested, and that's why all these numbers are so high.
Yeah.
If they're accurate, even.
Yeah. They'll show what we want them to show.
It's a law. They have to do it.
I don't know what to say. And I know what a pickle they're in because they want to play and they've worked so hard. And I understand, you know, student athletes. So, darn it.
And that's what she asked me if she had to take it. I said, you better do it just so you don't get kicked out of school.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's right. You know,
no, it's not right.
She wasn't showing any symptoms at all.
It's ridiculous. So. That's how desperate they are. Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm glad you called in, though.
Thank you.
The desperation is what gets me because I don't trust any of these people. And I think they're pretty horrid knowing that they're being deceptive. So that's the hard part for me is they know they're deceptive.
Yep.
It's too bad. But yeah, out of all those universities, there's 50 on this list in particular. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, that's surprising.
No, yeah.
You know, as irresponsible as these kids are today, they probably weren't wearing masks and all kinds of stuff.
I mean, that's what's so funny about this is you're going to get a group of kids that's always around each other with nothing. That should actually be telling people volumes about the fact that this is a nothing burger. It's like it's a cold, but nope.
Either that or they're going to announce any day that it can be passed by kissing.
Oh, my gosh. Don't go home, kids, though. Don't go home. Like we said yesterday, everybody, even BYU, is telling the kids, no, don't go home because, you know, you could go get it. Really? And then what? End up not hospitalized and not dead? I mean, come on. That's what gets me. Why all the deception? There's no need for this. Kind of stuff going on.
Not at all.
By the way, you can call up 888-673-1450 if you want to weigh in on this. What would you want that debate to be like? Pence versus Harris. What would you want them to discuss? I'm actually curious. What would you want them to discuss?
Well, I would like to see the first question mm-hmm. be, Senator Harris,
uh-huh.
How soon into the presidency will you kill Biden?
please ask that question. I want to see her face light up like a Christmas tree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Uncle Milty. How are you guys?
Good.
How are you? Go right ahead.
I'm doing all right. I read something this morning that said that pretty much, you know, this is foolproof, but the people that wear the masks that are complying are the ones raising the COVID numbers by going and getting tested.
Yes.
And the ones that are non-compliers, we're the ones that are, we're aware that there's, you know, a seasonal and there's a seasonal time for the flu and the cold. And that's going to be around forever. And this isn't doomsday. And there was also this funny demographic of just showing like someone wearing the mask fully, a full complier.
Right.
Someone wearing it below their nose, you know, I can't remember what that one says. And then someone down under their chin got past security. And I'm thinking, this is, it really is that way though. You walk around and it's like,
it's nonsensical.
I just can't get so much out of my mind from what you talk about on the show. It's just, I can't find the common sense. I can't.
There isn't any. Do you know what I tell my husband every night? I'm not kidding you and my kids. When I'm making dinner, honestly, this is our conversation almost nightly. But they did this. They make you walk into a restaurant with a mask and then you can take it off while you eat. I know. Stop trying to make sense. It doesn't make sense because they're reaching. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear in California just today, they're talking about you sit down at the restaurant, which you've walked 7 feet to with a mask on, then take it off to eat. But now they're wanting us. Now they're wanting California, not us, sorry, to put the mask on in between bites.
I was going to do that.
What? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I mean, go look it up. Do your homework.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if it's true, but I did read something about that today. And it wouldn't, honestly.
I saw a headline about it. It's funny.
Yeah, 2020 is the year of no surprise.
You know what? And people are really taking all that nonsensical, whatever it is, seriously. That's what's so, that was what has me baffled. So completely.
Yep, exactly,
right?
Kate.
Oh, thanks so much. Really appreciate the call.
At least, like I've told you guys before, it's all laughable.
Yeah.
Yes, some of it is very aggravating, but we can sit back and enjoy ourselves and laugh a little. It's like Comedy Central nightly.
It is. So, it's like, how peculiar can they get? Thank you so much. And how nonsensical can they get? That's really what it is.
That in-between bites thing, that was not from Babylon Bee, guys.
Yeah.
That was from Fox News.
No, I know. I saw a headline.
Out of the governor's website.
Yeah, I saw a headline on it. I'm not joking. I saw a headline
on
it.
In-between bites.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be very busy touching that mask through the whole eating process for an hour. Oh, good gravy. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, and happy to be here. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and of course, welcome you. Make sure that you call up. We'd love to hear from you. 888-673-1450. What's going through your head today? I'm sure there's a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of venting to be done. I know that you didn't think the crazy would last this long and that people would be going along with it this long. I know that's tough. First of all, I just want to mention, get over to Dr. Diet. If you need to drop some weight, which most people do, especially when you're getting older and things just aren't moving as fast, and neither are we, right? We're not moving as fast. It seems like the weight can kind of stack on, and as you spend more time at home, the weight can stack on. So make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. This is when I went to Dr. Diet, it was because I wanted to do something quickly but was healthy and get it done, rather than just kind of mess around with 5 pounds on, 5 pounds off, because a lot of people do that. Get over to Dr. Diet and do it this way, because this way was just, it was the answer. It was the answer. People ask me off the air all the time about it. And my biggest answer is they know what they're doing. They know how to help you. They know how to get the right diet for you. and to help you with your health. And they have a nurse practitioner, they have a medical doctor, they have a holistic doctor, they got a chiropractor there, a whole army of people to help you to do it as quickly and as safely as you should. And the weight finally came off. And so I'm telling you, it works. 628-DIET is the phone number. 628-DIET, give them a call. They also do Skype appointments and all kinds of things. So make sure that you're getting that help. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Over in Illinois, you have to wear a mask while you're chewing,
mm-hmm.
and you have to wear a mask when the server comes over, and you have to wear a mask when you're using the credit card terminal, even though it's at the table. I had to give some blood yesterday for a thyroid test, and I went to the lab. We got in this whole big mask argument. I said, you know, as long as you've been fighting with me, you could have drawn my blood, and I really could have been out of here. And I showed him the county letter, and the St. Louis County letter says number 2D.
Uh-huh.
Anybody that has a breathing condition is exempt from wearing the mask.
I said,
this is your own guidelines. Then they didn't like that, so then I pulled out your letter from the Department of Justice. And which the county still says an illegal document. But anyway, I freaked the girl out so much, she goes, just get in here real quick.
I love it. Well, you know, that document works. It does work. Spirit Airlines gave me a refund, and they don't give refunds because of that letter.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah.
So I went to work today. Now, I've been working at this building since March, and we're kind of partially open here in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Not until today. Well, the guard had somebody in his office, you see, where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
So he made this big production about this mask. So I gave him both letters, and he goes, well, I got to call and do this and that. And so I said, you do whatever. So I went and did what I need to do in the building. He goes, you would never come in this building again. I said, I will already be on the phone to the general office, which I already have, and stay building, and I'm a state contractor. I figure the fight is on.
I like it. The fight is on. Thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate that. It is really frustrating, I know.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry for that. Print out the letter I have on the website under the COVID button on the homepage, katedallyradio.com. It really does work. I've used it myself. It works amazingly. So I loved this from the Babylon Bee. It's a great parody website. Media criticizes Trump for downplaying virus threat by not dying. Isn't that where we're at, though?
Yep, that's honestly, where we're at.
Talk about truth in media. That's where the media is at right now.
If you boil down everything that the progressive Democrats have said since the president announced that he was infected, that is what they have said.
Yes. Yes. So they did like a fake quote, you know, through the article. Every hour that he lives is another hour that the severity of this virus is undermined. Why won't he just die and show the American people how deadly this virus truly is? Honestly, that's where we're at. And I know they're making fun because this has just gone on too long. I mean, the joke's been done already. Mm-hmm. Let's move on in our society. Oh my gosh.
The next thing you know, people over 74 aren't going to be afraid.
Yeah. And here we have mayors that are actually asking for more restrictions on people. Can you imagine?
Well, that's because the number of cases are going up.
Yeah, because they're testing a lot. But, it's really, I know how frustrating it is. I understand where people are at, I think. I know that... that it's not, I don't see it getting better. I see as we're moving into the flu season, it's going to absorb into that. And this is going to be a shame because we're going to be in a world of hurt with the flu numbers. It will be interesting to look at, though, how, so you have a certain number. They give an estimate on flu, but they have a certain number for diabetes every year, right? Because I know we know how to count, but it'll be interesting to see as COVID absorbs, because they can label anything COVID, it'll be interesting to see how the numbers of everything else go down, right?
Yeah.
Because we'll compare them to last year. And because they were absorbed by COVID now, of course, you won't see the higher numbers. You won't see the same numbers or higher.
No. The COVID numbers are going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think the other thing that's going to happen is they are going to try to see if they can overcome the fact that for the last 100 years, we don't give a darn about the flu. And they're going to try to create the same fear over the flu.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, for sure.
So that way they can have us wearing masks 3/4 of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. In fact, you actually posted the causes of death, which I thought, what was this? Did you want to go through those? Because I remember you were talking about this when you came in the door today, and it was all about the illnesses. I mean, we're right up there with just about MERS. Does anybody walk around nervous about MERS?
No.
No. Because there's no reason to be. That's why. Because the media hasn't told anyone they should be. And so we're not concerned about it at all.
Well, I got upset.
But that's the same death rate. Mm-hmm.
I got upset this morning watching the news because John Roberts was outside the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, Fox News is right? Conservative White House correspondent. And he said Democrats are saying the president is taking a very cavalier attitude towards a very deadly disease. And I thought neither parts of that statement are true.
Yeah.
So heart disease, stroke, lower respiratory, COPD, trachea, bronchus, and lung cancers, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and other dementias, Joe, dehydration due to diarrhea, tuberculosis, and cirrhosis of the liver are the top 10 causes of death.
Uh-huh.
But here's the deadliest viruses.
Okay.
Marburg virus, number one. It's very similar to Ebola, but apparently worse, because Ebola is number two.
Interesting.
Rabies, number three. HIV, number four. Mm-hmm. I must be very fortunate.
Right.
Smallpox, number five. Hantavirus, remember hantavirus?
Yeah.
Number
the mice.
Six.
Uh-huh.
Number seven.
Hold on, caller.
The dreaded influenza.
Uh-huh.
Number eight, dengue fever. Number nine, rotavirus. Number 10, SARS-CoV, and number 11, SARS-CoV-2, and number 12, MERS-CoV.
The three
lowest on the list of 11 are the coronaviruses.
I'm really worried about rabies, though. I think we should all mask up. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about deaths earlier. They've already extrapolated out basically on the average because what we've already, we're already 10 months into this year, out how many deaths will be this year. And the actual number of deaths this year overall, all diseases, all causes, is going to be lower in the U.S. this year than the 3 years previous.
By 800,000 people.
Right. Yeah. And yet we have a pandemic that we're all locking down for.
Yeah.
That's... So nothing's working out in the way that they're all wanting their science to work out.
I know.
And I think it's going to really affect them when it comes to so many other things, the climate change and all the other things that they're trying to use science as a guide for. It's falling apart as a narrative in front of their faces.
Yep.
And so the American people are starting to see it.
Yep. Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you. Appreciate that.
It could be the plan.
Yeah.
Using the poor science of COVID to be so obvious that we start realizing that the same science applies to everything else that they try to push on us.
You have to. If you're going to be intellectually honest about this and you really do believe you're going to die from this, then you should be as scared as dengue fever, rabies, and the hantavirus. So yes, we hope that you're just as scared of those.
Yeah.
Are you testing for those? Are you testing for rabies?
Make sure your house is fumigated regularly for the dreaded black widow spider.
Oh, you guys. Who here, raise your hand, hopes that this year just please comes to an end? I used to get excited about Christmas coming and the holidays about this time.
Is Christmas coming?
Yeah. but a very lonely one. And you'll be alone for Christmas. In fact, I can pretty much bank on the fact that they're going to try to restrict families getting together.
You're going to stop flights.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll do something pretty big. All the airlines have bought in, by the way. They're all in now. So 9 months later. Yep. They're getting lots of bailout money. They're getting a lot of bailout money to go all in.
Yep.
And so you can't find an airline anymore where you don't have to actually wear a mask, I don't think. I've looked. I haven't found anything. So this is about the time when I would get kind of excited for fall and the holidays and sweaters and I don't know, just fall in general. Mm-hmm. And I don't even care about Christmas this year. I don't care about Thanksgiving. I don't care about any of it. And I'm a holiday person. It's kind of amazing how much this year has played on everybody so much. I think we all just want to just take a long nap and wake up in January and just hope all of this nonsense can go away. Finally, that people will stop being this dumb and start thinking again. Don't you just kind of wish we were in some kind of weird Truman movie moment and that we're all going to wake up from this? I do. I really do.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
That we're in some kind of a dreamland state.
Exactly. When the Babylon Bee is printing articles, the parody websites are printing articles that you see on CNN and Fox News, we have a problem.
Yep.
I can't even tell the difference anymore. The fact that the governor of California wants you to mask up between bites. I mean, this is people. Peggy in California. What a gift she is. She's so cool. And I know many of you have looked at her stuff and have been kind of eyeballing the things that she's been able to do there. The reason that they don't have that Orange County, California, where I'm from, actually aren't doing the mask mandates is because they're not just going along with the governor as much, is because of her. Mm-hmm. And she was just out there fighting. In fact, she's saying, look, it is a crime now. It is an absolute crime. Peggy Hall is who I'm talking about, by the way. It's a crime. You can actually go to prison for claiming there's an emergency when there's no emergency.
Yep.
30-year carries a sentence up to 30 years. And she is actually in a lawsuit right now against the Orange County Board of Supervisors. She has done more in Southern California for people not wearing masks than anybody down there. And what a warrior. She's awesome. We'll try and get her on the show. I'm also working on getting Kristi Noem on the show, too. South Dakota governor.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of, wow, kind of amazing. There's a title 18 U.S. Code 1038, and it's related to making false statements of misleading information regarding biological hazards or hoaxes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Their nonsensical laws are going to come back to bite them if she has anything to say about it.
Yes, and so.
But we can do it in every state.
I know we can.
Every state can do what she's doing.
And not have to put up with all this? Please. I don't know how much more we can take. We're going to want to join an insane asylum just to get away from all of this because the people in general. But there's something I do want to talk about, though. There's some connections I've made as well, and I want to throw this out there in the next couple hours of the show because I was going back through my own feed, going back through my own note-taking and things like that, and asking more questions about this year from a standpoint of, well, whatever happened to so-and-so? Wait a minute. How come? Because we're so squirrel. We turn at every turn and we have a hard time looking back and analyzing the past to ask sound questions. And so I'd like to do that for a moment. And it might lead us down some pretty precarious roads, too. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. By the way, Ratcliffe declassifies Spygate. All kinds of stuff is going on right now. It's kind of interesting right now. All right. We'll also talk about national security and your medical information. What's at stake because of the Patriot Act? So many things coming up in today's show. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.